It's now 7:41, and we join Jeff Rau from the Fremont Theaters for our Fremont Movie Minute. He is upset about Barbie not getting getting an Oscar nomination, aren't you, Jeff?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Jeff.
I mean, it was the movie grossed a lot. A lot of people went to watch it. I would not say it's an award winner, but that's me.
Yeah, I think the controversy is just they've always left out comedies, and it's just something that they've always had to deal with, and it's just another, I think, make people talk, and at least they're discussing movies. That's a great thing for everybody.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
Let's talk about movies that are out this week.
Well, I don't have anything new opening this week, but we continue. We've got the action film Beekeeper with Jason Statham. We got the romantic comedy Anybody But You or Anyone But You. Mean Girls, and then we still have the two family films, Migration and Wonka.
And it seems like you said, I think movies are picking up, aren't they?
They are. It's once they got through the writer's strike, everything kind of started falling back in place. February looks going to be great. There's three or four really good films open up February, and then March actually starts our season out earlier this year with Kung Fu Panda coming out first couple of weeks in March. And kind of takes off through there, and it looks like a great spring and summer.
Oh, man, yeah. And with all the things that you're doing, man, with the recliners and such, people really want to let people know about that. You have two theaters that are full of the recliners and working on others, right?
I do. I've got two of them that are completely done. They started the third one this past Friday. We should be open. The goal is to be open by next Friday. The first week of February, hopefully we can get everything running as long as we don't run into any more weather issues, which it doesn't look like. It's supposed to be great weather to get out and about and doing things, and good time to come out to the movies.
Yeah, for sure. Tell us a little bit more about these recliners. I mean, we're going from regular seating to a recliner that'll hold my drink and everything, right?
You bet. They've got cup holders in them. They'll recline. You can sit them. I've got a lot of people that just, they're a real comfortable plush seat. You can just sit in without having the recliner up. A lot of people do like putting their feet up and recline to about a three-quarter position, so you still can easily see the screen, but you're in a more relaxed. It's what everybody's been doing over the last couple of years. So we're finally being able to have the opportunity to catch up to some of the bigger cities around.
Yeah. And again, remind our listeners, pricing for movies during the week and weekends and in the recliner rust in the theaters.
Yeah, the prices start around $6 for matinees for children and seniors, and up to our highest price is $10 for adults on the weekends in those luxury loungers.
Wow, that's really a good deal. And as you said, I know those golfers still have the itch. They want to still swing those clubs. And you have a golf simulator that some folks may not know about.
We do. We got a full swing golf simulator. It has anywhere from just your basic. It's got a driving range, a chipping range. It's got target ranges you can do on it. And it also plays, you can do 55 different courses across the world, basically, because we do have St. Andrews on there, a couple Caribbean courses, a lot of U.S. courses. There's some 9-hole courses, some par 3 courses, and some full regular on courses, just like Pinehurst, and you got Augusta on there. Like I said, St. Andrews you can play.
And you will never lose your ball.
You'll never lose your ball. So I tell everybody, bring your most expensive ball out because you're not going to drop it in the water. You're not going to lose it in the woods. Anything.
Yeah. One thing I like about the simulator is that you can go play a course on the simulator, hone your skills, and then go to the course and you'll nail it.
There you go.
Right? Am I right?
That's what we've had a lot of guys doing right now is they're coming in, hitting on the range, hitting the driving range, hitting the chipping range, the target range, and then if they're going on vacation, one guy's been in here 3 or 4 times over the past couple weeks as he's actually heading out to California, and he's got 4 different courses out there he's playing, so he wants to be that much ahead of everybody else he's playing with.
Oh, nice. Yeah. If you go to FremontTheaters.com, you can sign up for the golf simulator and get your movie tickets, right?
That's correct. Yeah, you can get them both right on there. Buying a golf tee time is the same thing as buying a ticket.
Okay, very good. Let's see. I'm trying to think.
I want to know more about the family pack of goodies that you can take home.
Oh, yeah, the concessions? Yeah.
We do. We've got, we sold a lot of them last week again, too. We'd have, it's a family to-go bag. It's equivalent of 3 large popcorns in a food-safe bag that will keep your popcorn, from what I've been told, up to 7 days. It never lasts that long around our house. But
ours either.
We do have people that come in once a week and buy it. We've got people that come in twice a week. It's great to take to parties. We also have, you can also buy it if that one's too big for you. We do have the individual sizes that we normally sell when you're going to the movie. You can take that home. We've actually got bags. You can put that in to carry it home with you also.
Nice, nice.
Yummy.
Yeah, we can give some of that away on the radio too, Jeff.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Popcorn's a big treat.
All right. Very good. We'll let people know. Again, FremontTheaters.com is the place to go for tickets and get signed up for that golf simulator. You're doing a great job there in the mall, man. It's really, really looking good and making it so much nicer with all these recliners, man.
Well, I appreciate it. We want to get the community involved. Keep something here local for everybody to have. It's been fun for the last couple of years, and it's been a struggle, but we got people coming back, and as long as we can get more and more people coming and staying in Fremont is the goal.
Yeah, and Jeff, thank you for keeping it affordable and bringing back the movie experience again, going to a movie and, making plans and doing that. It's fun. It's coming back.
Well, I appreciate it. It's been a great time to be in the community, and like I said, we want to try and keep it as affordable as possible. For everybody, so it becomes a family event again.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your time. That's our Fremont Theaters Movie Minute this morning, every Thursday at this time on Fremont's Morning Mix. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you at the movies.